In this short video, I want to demonstrate how to use file and path information, how to get and use file and path information. Using PowerShell, there's actually several different ways to work with files and paths. First and foremost, I want to point out that there is a system IO namespace, and there is a class definition file available here online. And you can get more information about all of the things you can do with the system IO. But there's a couple of components that I want to talk about, and you can just extrapolate that out for the rest of the namespace to use additional components. But the first is the system IO directory. So this command, the system IO directory, is going to look and see if there's a directory that exists with this name. And if I go ahead and run this, this line, you'll see that that directory does not exist. If I run it against a directory that does exist, you'll see that I get a value of true, that it does return true. And there's also the systemio.file. Systemio.file is looking for a file versus a directory. And if you go ahead and run that, you'll see that this file exists while this file does not exist. It's returning a value of false. Now, you can store that information that you're getting from the system IO into a PowerShell variable the same way you would anything else. The other thing that I want to point out is you can also use function or method calls of the system IO component. So in this case, I'm using the get current directory. Now, whenever I run that, it's going to store that into the PowerShell variable log file path. And if I display the contents of a log file path, you'll see that it is C:\tr21. So now if I run, if I wanted to set the directory to something, let's go ahead and, let me go ahead and do this, equals, and if I go ahead and run that, you'll see that whenever I run the set directory using that variable, it'll change the directory to that that directory. So if I run get current directory again, it changed it to the dstults users. Users.dstults.northamerica. And if I wanted to change it back to a static, I could also call it just inside of a string. So I can go ahead and run that. And then if I get the current directory, I can get it from there. Now, one thing that I want to point out is as I changed the path in using the system IO. So like right now, the system IO says that my current directory is users.dstults.northamerica, yet my PowerShell directory is still tr21. So this happens at the environment level or the system level, not at the PowerShell instance level. So to work with the PowerShell instance, we're going to use PowerShell commands. So set location will actually change the current location to the folder that you specify. Get location will get the path of the current location. In this case, I'm going to store it to a variable. And I'm also going to store just the string for a log file name so that I can show you how to concatenate a path with a file name. And that's what I'm going to do right here. So I'm going to wrap those around a string and put a backslash in between them. And then whenever I run this line, I'm going to have this variable my name. I'm going to go ahead and type that out. And you'll see that it did, in fact, concatenate the path and the file name. Now, one thing I want to point out here is this log path, because I got it using the get location, is not just a string with the path. It's an entire object of that location. So I can grab things like log file drive. You know, what drive is it on? Well, the current location is tr21, and it's on the root of the C drive. The file system, the free space, the use space, and the name of the drive. I can also get the amount of free space available if I wanted to do that. So that's the number of bytes available, or the path using the dot path notation. But if I don't use any other notation at all, if I just call the variable, it's going to display the string value of that path, which in this case is C:\tr21. Now there's another way I can do the exact same thing using get item path. So the get item path, and you'll see that I'm actually doing a couple of functions or a couple calls in here. Inside the parentheses here is treating this as one command, or it's executing that one command. And then, so it's doing a get item with a dash path parameter, and it's using the current directory. And then as it returns that result, it's going to wrap that in parentheses with a dot full name plus backslash. And that's going to store in my path on the current path as well. So if I display the contents of that, you'll see that my current path is C:\tr21. So there's several different ways to perform the same actions using get item, get set location, get location, or system.io directory and system.io file. There's other functions you might want to be aware of, split path and test path. I'm not going to go into detail on those. So I just want to let you know that they are available, and I've supplied the link here for you to check out if you like. And the video of this script will be posted on channel9.msdn.com series, Guru PowerShell. And more scripts from me can be found on my blog, itproguru.com/scripts. Also, this particular script that I'm working with today can be found in the TechNet Gallery. So I'll provide a link to that in the accompanying video on the blog post with the video.